Grammy had an unfortunate habit of demanding that we wore certain style, if you want to use that word.
Please describe.
Well, polyester had a role. Yeah, I can remember when I was starting freshman year in high school and really wanted to be accepted. And I remember Grammy insisting that I had to wear brown checked polyester pants, buck shoes with brown and white, and a brown shirt. I guess Grammy was big on brown. And just, you know, you might as well just put a neon sign over my head that said nerd. I mean, it was just awful.
Did that nerd status carry through high school, or did you adjust?
No, actually, high school was a time when I overcame the nerd status. I mean, I think that my junior high years, I was right. I was probably the poster child for nerd. You know, I had the glasses and the big ears and the buck teeth and too studious. And then I got to high school, and it was great.
When did you get into trouble, and what was the worst thing that you did?
Well, I did have a situation when I was in high school where I had a party when Grammy and Grampy went to Florida for vacation. And it was not something that I had planned to do, but it just spun out of control. A few friends were going to come over, and that very quickly mushroomed into a massive party that attracted the principal, the vice principals. But the worst moment really for me was when Grammy and Grampy came home and they learned that I'd had this massive party.
Oh, so the school didn't call them?
No, I had to. That was part of my punishment from the school, was that I had to let Grammy and Grampy know about the party. So I had to sweat it out for the rest of the week, really stressed out about having that conversation and thinking, of course, there's going to be all sorts of anger and, you know, fighting and conflict. And what happened was it was worse than that, because I finally worked up the courage to tell Grampy. And it wasn't that he was angry. He was just so disappointed in me. He had trusted me, and Grammy had trusted me, and I violated that trust. And he very quietly went through all of the disciplinary actions that he was going to take. And, you know, my life was in a shambles at that point. It was my senior year in high school, and I had no hope of leaving the house or doing anything fun for the foreseeable future. But I just remember the disappointment as the thing that was the hardest part of the whole experience. So that is how I got into trouble, and that's what I remember about it. Appreciate that you've taken the time to care. Yeah. I really, really love you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for being our dad and being interviewed, and we love you too.
So then you'll not tell your friends about the polyester pants in my freshman year?
Oh, no, we will.
Oh, no, that'll be shared.
I appreciate that. Thank you.